Worship Radio 247.
The Hour One Nugget on Worship Radio 247.
Hallelujah, that we can continue our series on forgiveness that I was doing before I became ill. And today we're at part 9, and the scripture we're looking at is in Luke's Gospel, and it's chapter 6 and from verse 27. And this is what it says. But to you who are willing to listen, I say, love your enemies. Do good to those who curse you. These are Jesus' words. Bless those who curse you. Pray for those who hurt you. If someone slaps you on one cheek, offer the other cheek also. If someone demands your coat, offer your shirt also. Give to anyone who asks. And when things are taken away from you, don't try to get them back. Do to others as you would like them to do to you. If you love only those who love you, why should you get credit for that? Even sinners love those who love them. But if you do good only to those who do good to you, why should you get credit? Even sinners do that much. And if you lend money only to those who can repay you, then why should you get credit? Even sinners will lend other sinners money for a full return. Love your enemies. Do good to them. Lend to them without expecting to be repaid. Then your reward from heaven will be very great. Beloved, this is so radical for that time, for that period. In actual fact, if you think about it, if someone were to say that now, that is radical, totally radical. You're supposed to love those that hate you. People that do not like you at all, you are supposed to love them. How can you do that? I believe you can do that because God Himself gives you the power to do that. You don't do it alone. You don't do it on your own. It's impossible. But if you have the love of God flowing through you, then you can love your enemies. But what's that got to do with forgiveness? Exactly that. If you're loving your enemies, you are forgiving them immediately. There is no thought to even, am I going to forgive this person? Should I forgive this person? It will happen immediately. Why? Because it will. It's God's will for your life, beloved. Quite a few years ago now, the Lord said to me, tell my people about my love. And that is what I do. And if you are loving the way Jesus loves, then you have no choice but to love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Don't look for revenge. The Lord says, vengeance is mine. It's not ours, it's His. Don't look for revenge. So many of us now are bound in this revenge. Oh, that person hurt me, so I've got to hurt them back. And I've got to find a real way of hurting them more than they hurt me, because it makes me feel better. Actually, it doesn't make you feel better at all. Actually, in the end analysis, it makes you feel 10 times worse. You've already been hurt. Why continue to hurt yourself? Because by seeking revenge, you will be hurting yourself. It was important that I brought this word today for a specific person, I know that. Someone listening to this broadcast, whether it's the live show or the repeat, it makes no difference. Someone listening to this broadcast, this means something to you. It means a great deal to you. Because you were looking for some serious revenge. You see, let me try and explain this in this way. When someone hurts you and you don't forgive them, you're locked with that person. You are completely and utterly locked to that person. I want you to imagine a great big... a thing around your neck that is locked. It's made of metal. And on the end of that is a chain. And that chain goes off into the distance and is locked on the person that you are not forgiving. You are bound to that person by this chain. And that chain can't be broken. It cannot be broken. Now imagine the other person who has hurt you goes to Almighty God and says, Lord, I am so sorry I hurt that person, but they won't forgive me. The Lord forgives you on their behalf, and that chain is then broken from that other person. The chain drops, but hey, you still have that chain around your neck because you've done nothing and you are seeking revenge. That chain is locked around your neck and it won't move. Until you come to that place where you can say, I forgive you for hurting me. I forgive you completely in Jesus' name. And I'm not doing this as an act of emotion because my emotion won't allow me to forgive you at this moment. But I'm doing it as an act of will because I have to. I have no choice. And I can promise you this. Almighty God will let that emotion flow through in the days that come. That is not your issue. That is not your problem. Your main concern is that you have to make that commitment and say, yes, I forgive you. And I believe this, if we forgive readily, then we are doing what the scriptures is saying here. We are loving our enemies because that person has hurt us, therefore they must be an enemy. And we don't know if they're going to hurt us again, but if they do, we have to allow them to hurt us again. As Jesus is saying, turn the other cheek. He didn't say that for fun. He said it for a reason. Every single word that came out of our Lord's mouth was said for a reason. And that reason was to set us free. But to you who are willing to listen, I say, love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you. Pray for those who hurt you. If someone slaps you on one cheek, offer the other cheek also. Beloved, let's know this, that God's love can flow through us in such a wonderful way if only we will surrender to Him and say yes. And if it means that we have to love our enemies, Lord, bring it on. That is what we are supposed to do. In Jesus' mighty name, Heavenly Father, I pray for those who are listening to this message now. I pray, Father, that they would sense your love flow through their body. They would sense your love all around them, Lord. So that they can say, yes, to surrendering totally to you and your love. In Jesus' mighty name.